May the light of Jesus shine in your hearts, dear ones. May you both bask in his comfort, and may he rejoice and find delight in seeing your great love for him. Amen. Well, my dear ones, these last 2 weeks have been something to remember. I've been sick part of the time because one of my medications was missing and I didn't know it. Thank God for prayer because it bounced right back. But I've been busy beyond busy, and our sleep patterns have been interrupted as well. I've been guilty of not seeking the Lord first thing in the morning. Finally, today, I eked out a little time with him. I felt like it was a feeble attempt compared to waiting on him for hours and hours. But he was merciful. The very moment I received him in the host, he began speaking to me in such a kindly tone. I want you to know that these 2 weeks have been very difficult, and I do understand. I replied, Lord, I am so very sorry for being absent to you. Truly, you are all I want, and I have failed miserably in staying with you, comforting you, appreciating you. Oh, you deserve so much more from me than what I'm giving, so much more. Well said, beloved, he answered, but I want you to know that I do understand. You've been through a couple of very trying weeks, and spiritually it's been like the slippery mud roads on the mountain. Oh, let me tell you about those. They are really fun. Someone was pulling up next to the house. They had a white truck, but it wasn't white. It was the color of my truck, which is more brown. And I thought, why is my truck here? And I realized it was covered in mud. Oh, these roads are something else. Anyway, getting back to what he said. You've been through a couple of very trying weeks, and spiritually, it's like the slippery mud roads on the mountain. It is so hard to maintain your focus and balance and composure. He continued, everyone is suffering something similar right now, and I want you to know that the outside influences and attacks on my body are just about hurricane force right now. You are doing well to keep your composure, and when you lose it, you are doing well to come running back to me. It's the same old story with Satan. He wants to separate us, and he knows how tender your conscience is. So he arranges minor irritations and situations to unbalance you. Then his demons of condemnation slide right on in to make you feel so guilty that you want to hide from me. Thank you, beloved ones. Thank you for having learned this trick of his and ignoring how you feel condemned and running to me when you finally get free. You know also that his favorite tactic is to get you busy in the morning so you cannot enter into deep prayer with me. Once he's got you running in circles, keeping you away from me for the rest of the day is easy. Oh, how he hates my trysting time with my bride. From this place, chaos is brought into peaceful organization. From this place, what feels hopeless is given fresh perspective that stimulates action. From this place, his tactics are revealed to you and he's exposed. From this place, honeyed sweetness flows between us, beloved, and nourishes both of us. Yes, you nourish me with the nourishment I have given you. What, you say? I don't need your nourishment and affection? Who told you that? It wasn't Holy Spirit, that's for sure. You don't think I get downcast at times? Oh, please, don't listen to those who've forgotten. I am God and I am human, and I need the companionship of my bride. I need those of you who see what is happening in this world to come and comfort me, to make up for the indifference and the abandonment of chosen souls at this critical hour. Men and women have so many agendas. Easter egg hunts, lilies for the sanctuary, preparation for Holy Week. Yes, there is much to do in the liturgical communities at this time of the year. But I would not have you be Martha's. I would much prefer the tender glances of my Mary's. Do you know how bad it is in the world right now, beloveds? Do you know what the enemy is planning? Total annihilation of humanity, and soon. Yes, his plans are to destroy every beautiful man, woman, child, and earthly thing that brings us happiness. He will stop at nothing to keep the sleepy Americans asleep so they don't know the extent of corruption on this earth and how short their time is here. But you, my army of intercessors, are praying faithfully, and much is being dismantled. Yet grave danger lurks, and your prayers are absolutely necessary to keep things upright until the decisive moment. My heart is to remove you as soon as possible once the calamities begin. You are the heart of my heart, the joy of my day, the comfort of my heart. You mean everything to me, my bride, and I will have you here, home with me, so very soon. But until that moment comes, please work your gifts as hard as you can. Keep close to me and know that I cherish your attentions to me. In the midst of so much darkness, you are my sweet-smelling consolation. Lilies in the midst of a swamp, and your tenderness means so very much to me. So stay close, my bride. Keep your lamps trimmed and your oil flasks filled. There is very little time left. And I just want to mention that when he said the decisive moment, my sense was that he is waiting for the time when all things will be exposed, when the military will take over the radio and TV stations, and people will begin to hear and see exactly what's been going on behind the scenes. I think we're close to that time. And please pray for that time, because we need to be praying behind people who are going to be doing these things. None of us knows what kind of a gun is being held to President Trump's head. In other words, are there bombs planted in cities that if he exposes them and takes over the radio station, they'll set those bombs off? What is it exactly that causes him to wait? We don't know, we don't understand, but I know the man by the Spirit of God, and I know that he's faithful, and God is working with him. So we need to continue to lift him up, and please not for one moment allow yourself to doubt his integrity and his commitment. He has put his entire family's life on the line to do this job for the Lord. So please keep lifting him up in prayer. And recently I sent a message via another person that I was hoping maybe might get to him, that the Lord is asking for repentance. So please pray that that message will get to the president in some form or another. Maybe he'll just have a dream. That's all that's necessary. But repentance for the crimes against humanity that our country has perpetrated for the last 120 years. So the Lord bless you, dear ones. Thank you for your support and your concern and for your prayers especially. Amen.